Well, Kevin, first of all, congratulations. Through to an ultra final, it's a good ring to it.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. An amazing feeling. Look at it's just a real feeling. But look at we're on a final, Tom, and we have a lot of hard work to do this week coming now. You know, our goal, as Barney said it from the outset, was to have a run in Ulster. And look, there's no better place now than being in a final. But look, we have to win that final now when we're there, you know, and we're going to leave no stone unturned this week and our preparations to do so.
Yeah, well, we talk about today first, a real tough test, a real test of character, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, we knew what they were going to bring to the table. They're a big, strong, physical side, and you know, we had a feeling that they were going to try and overpower us. But we had our boys well drilled all week, you know, to stand up to that and you know, not to retaliate and just get back up and just thrust the referee in and thrust our own judgment. And that's what we done, you know. If you get involved in that kind of stuff, you lose the run of yourself, Tom, you know.
Unlike the county final against Letterkenny Gales and the last day against Auchnislinnisfin, you had to soak up some early pressure rather than you applying it.
Yeah, look, again, we're always going to have to do that. They're a good side. We've had the match three or four times, you know, and that's just the way we set up. We're capable of withstanding pressure, Tom, and we get bodies back, and then, you know, we have the right men breaking, the right bodies know when to break and who to break. So, no, look, it's all good.
3-2 up at the first water break, 5-4 down at the second water break. They had been down to 13 minutes at one stage. They lost, obviously, Niall Cairns, the midfielder, with a straight red card, and they also lost the half hour to a black card. Were you a little disappointed that you didn't make a little bit more hay during that period?
Yeah, of course, that's what we said at half time. Look, I think Lorcan missed a late free and injury time there to tie it up, you know, but yeah, we were looking to be ahead at half time, you know, but look, we just got ourselves organised at half time, Tom, and just try to free up again the right men, and thankfully it worked. Look, at that game was in the melting pot right up to the end there, and we went a point behind with I think 3 or 4 minutes to go, and just dug so deep, you know, and credit to the players for that, you know. I don't know where they got the energy out of, because you know, they've been working really hard, and we've 3 or 4 nights a week, and they're putting in serious effort, and it showed there today. The heart, you know, they've never given up. The heart was unbelievable, you know.
Gary McLafferty came on at half time for Danny McBride, and he got 2 great points.
Bann's an amazing footballer. Look, at Bann's been disappointed himself. I suppose, you know, he's been unlucky with injury, Tom, and he's a hamstring issue there all summer, and he's really only coming back, and he had to strengthen up the hamstring and do his own work. And it was always our plan today to throw Bann in, because we knew this game was going to go into the melting pot, and you've seen what he done there. Absolutely amazing. He won the game for us, and simple as that.
Yeah, and of course then young Kyle put away a great goal, put it away well, but it was a well worked goal.
That was a good move up. Look, Kyle was disappointed, and rightly so, not starting, you know. But look, we took a template out of Tyrone. We call them our finishers, you know, and you need an injection coming into a team, Tom, and Kyle proved that, and Bann proved that, and we had other fellas there. Then Connor Boyce come on defence, you know, and we just took Finney in into the middle of the field with a bit of power there to try and shore it up on injury time. But now Kyle took his goal well, look, and he's going to give us, him and Bann are going to give us a headache now for next weekend, and that's what you want, you know.